AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The Republican presidential candidates are slamming frontrunner Donald Trump for saying the U.S. should not allow any Muslims to enter the country until the nation gets the terrorism challenge worked out. AP correspondent Steve Coleman's got this.
After attacks like last week's massacre in California, Trump says,
"We have to stop the Muslims until we find out what's going on." Does that make sense, by the way? Until we find out.
He said too many Muslims want to hurt America.
They want to change your religion. I don't think so. Not going to happen.
Trump told supporters,
"Our country cannot be the victim of horrendous attacks."
Trump said his ban would apply to immigrants and visitors alike.
Jihad.
I'm Steve Coleman.
Trump's rivals for the Republican nomination are hitting his idea hard. Jeb Bush calls Trump unhinged. A spokesman for the Muslim American group, compares Trump's rhetoric to that of Adolf Hitler. The FBI has now determined that the husband and wife shooters in San Bernardino, California, had embraced radical ideology long ago. And just days before killing 14 people and wounding 21, they went to a local shooting range, says the FBI's Dave Bowditch.
We do have evidence that both of these subjects did some participated in target practice in some ranges within the metro area or within the Los Angeles area.
We asked the Riverside Magnum Range instructor John Galletta if somebody there should have realized that these two were killers in waiting.
Americans look different. They vary in size, shape, color, ethnicity, and you can't tell what someone is planning or preparing to do.
This is AP Radio News. The Tonight Show's Jimmy Fallon is weighing in on Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and his chances of winning the nomination and the race for the White House.
A new poll found that most Republican voters now think Trump is their party's best shot at winning the general election, which is interesting because Democrats think Trump is their party's best shot at winning the election.
Another new poll finds that Americans want to know the names of donors who are giving to all groups that work to elect candidates. An overwhelming majority think that requiring those donors to identify themselves would be a good way to reduce the influence of money in politics. And another new report finds that fewer Americans are now struggling to pay their medical bills. Most of the improvement comes in the past couple of years, coinciding with the president's health care law. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.